In early 2010, the jazz world lost one of the most celebrated saxophonists and bandleaders of the last half century, John Dankwerth. John and his wife, vocalist Cleo Lane, both from Great Britain, were Marion's guests on Piano Jazz on several occasions. Today, we pay tribute by bringing you a program from 1998, recorded in a live concert at the Eastman School of Music. We join host Marion McPartland as she welcomes John and Cleo to the stage.
Please join me in welcoming true jazz royalty, Dame Cleo Lane and John Dankwerth. And our wonderful bassist, who I'm sure is well known to people here, he's on the faculty here at the Eastman School, and we've played together many times, Mr. Jeff Campbell on bass. Now, thank you. Congratulations on becoming a dame, Cleo. I mean, that's a high honor. But John, aren't you something? Aren't you an OBE or something like that?
No, I'm just waiting my turn.
Oh, you know, I thought maybe...
Oh, no, I am a CBE, yeah.
I knew you were something good, then I couldn't... I mean, besides all kinds of
other... The wonderful thing, Marion, is that although I was made a dame, that was when the Queen's birthday honours list, and I accepted, after quite some chat with J.D., John, because I thought that he should have got it, you see. And then people come
up saying... Well, me being a dame, it wouldn't have worked at all.
Well,
I then said, lots of people say to him, well, when anybody is knighted, becomes a sir, the woman becomes a lady. Whoever. I would have been Lady Dankwerth if he'd have been made Sir Dankwerth.
Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
But, oh, it will happen, but when you're a dame, he gets nothing.
Well,
discrimination, I call it.
So, but anyway, he can sort of bask in the glory of something like that. Well, we should get on with doing some music because I know that's what all the folks have come to hear. We have a few tunes that you have carefully planned out, John. So what do you say we embark on?
I can't... Can you remember what it is?
Yes. I think. Can't. I can't give you anything but love.
Yeah, that's it.
One, two, I want to be...
anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess everything you ever dreamed of, Gene. I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, woo-woo's doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know damn well, my baby. Can't give you anything but love.
One of the things I'm thrilled about is that several years ago when I was in England, and John, you were the conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, and I was a guest, and I played one of my own tunes. And Cleo, you heard the song and you said, what's that song? I like that. And lucky for me, it was my tune and you decided to record it.
I thought it was really quite beautiful. And then when you told me later that Peggy Lee had written a beautiful lyric for it, I thought, well, two wonderful ladies, and I always try to support my gender.
And you do.
And I tuck in songs written by ladies as much as I possibly can.
You did it was a whole album of songs by women, wasn't it?
I did, yes. It was called Woman to Woman. And it was, at first of all, we thought that we were going to have a hard time making that album. Then we started researching really properly, and we found some wonderful, wonderful songs. And this one I do...
with my heart, because it's for you and for Peggy, two people that I love very, very much.
Well, I'm just happy to be the one playing this for you. It's called In the Days of Our Love.
In 1951 in London in a jazz club, and I auditioned for him. John Dankworth, not on the couch. I auditioned for his band. He had a small group called the Dankworth Seven, and it was a cooperative band, which meant that although he heard me and his pianist, that he could not hire me until the other members of the band had heard me too. They all had a say in who sang with the band. And I think, really, they wanted a cheap singer. Because he said, will you sing in the club tonight? And I wasn't paid for it, and I went in and I sang. And he still couldn't give me the job until the others had sort of got into the office, which was the pub around the corner. And, well, they agreed to hire me for £6 a week.
My goodness. How many dollars would that be? I don't know.
Not many.
Not many, about five.
And I actually, for the first time in my life then, I became a businesswoman and I said, make it seven.
She nearly lost the job over that, I can tell you.
Well, I got the job anyway. They all seemed to like me.
I can see why they would.
Well, I wasn't singing like I'm singing now. I didn't have my top register. I was all down in my boots. You know, boots like this. And it was all in the lower register. I was a contralto. But I acquired the top later, simply because of what I was hearing when I was sitting on the stand trying to be the sex image on the, you know, the bands had to have that sort of, which I never quite achieved. I was a very scruffy girl when I first started.
Well, somewhere along the line, John proposed, didn't he?
Yes, he. Well, I was going to. He acquired a big band, didn't you? You started a big band. Now, I didn't want to be a big band singer all my life, so I said, "I'm going to leave and do something else." And he said, "Will you marry me?" Well, he thought he was going to get a cheap singer. But I got a very cheap arranger.
Well, you know, you can talk about cheap arrangers, but the cheapest arranger and the best arranger, I think, is a solo pianist, because what they have to do is just make up lovely arrangements and put them into instant practice by playing. We have to be a good pianist to do it, and Marion's a lovely one. What are you going to arrange for us, Marion?
I'm going to try. This is going to be just Jeff Campbell and myself, Jeff on bass and me on piano, and we're going to do exactly what you said, John. We're going to improvise a little bit on a really nice tune called Like Someone in Love.
Fantastic.
Okay? how do you go about, like, learning new tunes? Because you, whenever I hear you, there's always something new and different. You don't rely on the same things at all.
It's generally the programming process, really, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I think we look on the program as a whole, and we always try to vary things. We don't compromise our music, but we do like there to be enough variety in it to be able to keep people who aren't all that interested in the music from falling asleep. You know, it's very embarrassing when people fall asleep in the audience. We've all had it. And the aim is to just keep those numbers down as much as possible.
Well, we should get on with doing some music because, you know, what I would really love is to hear you do one of your many arrangements of that Billie Holiday tune, Fine and Mellow. Okay?
This will be a very simple arrangement indeed.
All right.
Awful mean. And my man, he don't love me. He don't love me. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. Wears high drape pants. Stripes are really yellow.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.